Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Weekend Superheroes Podcast. We are back with round two. Hopefully, we'll only do this once.
It's only 4 weeks later.
A little bit of a delay, but I think we can handle it.
Are we scheduling 2.1?
It's going to be sometime either tomorrow or within the next 6 to 8 weeks, because that's when we do these things.
I got homework tomorrow.
Guys, we are so happy that you're back listening to us. We are 4 years from the Berg. We're just here talking like we are at a bar, and we'd love you to join us and have a drink with us. Without further ado, we're going to move on. We're going to introduce your characters. To my left, we would like to say hello to Darius. Darius, how you doing today?
Ladies, how we doing out there?
Oh, so sexy. God.
I love how you say we're Yinzers, and how you doing out there? Like,
it's hard to believe you're single or not in prison.
Well, right,
amazing.
For the ladies.
Always.
I got all my fans listening, so I got right to them.
Wow, both of them.
Darius, how old are you? What do you do? And tell me your superpower. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Didn't you go over his age and what he does already?
They don't have to listen to him in order.
We might have new
fans. It's a new beginning.
I got new ladies listening.
New beginnings.
Fine. Everybody get off my back. Jeez.
Hi, ladies. My name is Darius. I work in IT. If I had a superhero power.
There we go.
Yep.
Nice save.
I almost screwed it up. I saw you correcting me there. What would I want to have? I would have the ability to see through things.
Through clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, we knew it. We knew it, you pervert. God.
You wish you had it, too. Don't lie.
No.
I said it first, so you got to come up with something better.
I actually already have it. And by the way, I love the bra you're wearing today. It's amazing.
I hope it's your favorite color. I picked blue.
Straight in front of me, we have Pat. Pat, how are you doing today?
I'm a little bloated, but other than that, I'm doing all right.
That's good. Pat, give us your age, what you do, and what your superpower would be.
I'm 37-ish, I think. I don't know. I've been drinking. Right now, I'm unemployed, so I watch a lot of Netflix.
You're in between couches. Great.
Netflix is chill, huh?
Yeah. Well, not so much chill.
You're a television critic.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that. I also nap a lot.
Good.
That's the superpower that I do have, is I can fall asleep anywhere at any time.
Standing up?
Oh, yeah. Done it.
Good.
The superpower I would want to have is flying, because I hate traffic. I'd love to be able to just fly to work and fly over all that Parkway East miserable bullshit.
Good answer. Okay. To my right, we have Steve.
Hey.
Steve, welcome back. How are you?
I'm feeling all right.
That's good to hear. Hey, give me your age. What do you do? And what's your superpower, buddy?
I am a 30-year-old male. I work in construction, kind of like maintenance-ish right now.
Porn. We got it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of...
He's a fluffer.
Yeah.
Got to maintain.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to do it.
The blue pill can only do so much.
The pay's okay. Superpower that I would like to have. You know what? I would like, healing, like Wolverine has.
Just healing for yourself.
Yeah.
So wow, that's really
just
selfish.
To mend my constantly broken heart. My broken dreams.
So
just fix them right up, like bam.
So much internet dating profile material here. If you guys love yourselves at all, you will put
I
this.
Have like three of them, so.
Steve is single and ready to mingle, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, only I can have that voice on here.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Quit stealing his thunder. Guys, welcome back. Do you remember what happened last time?
I drank that one away.
First of all, there were so many mistakes, but it was so worth it. A lot of people pointed out the fact that I can't wait for the keyboard warriors to just destroy me, but... the very first news story I said, hey, this happened today. And then I start out with reading that it happened 2 weeks ago.
And I hope they murder you this time for saying keyboard warriors.
Clearly you've
hey,
never
man,
been
it's keyboard tough guys.
There's
right.
Geeks out there.
And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the comments. And I sound like a 6-year-old girl with a stuffed nose, so I know I'm going to get so much shit for it. But hey, let's start it off. What do you think? We're going to do, just like we did last time, the top 5 funny podcast names. I have to say, once again, not endorsing, never even heard an episode, But these ones made me laugh so hard that it makes me want to change this name because I'm already sick of it. Sick of it.
We heard.
Yeah,
you.
I heard you.
I should probably get rid of the gum in my mouth. We'll set it right here on the
table.
Yeah, it's
clearly the gum's fault, not the Jameson's.
Just sort of look at it.
Hey, just save that for later.
All right, in no particular order, the first one, Down and Dirty, Sexy Hot Adult Stories from the Street.
From the street.
From the street.
Is that like, are they saying that it's like bums telling stories because it's from the street?
I certainly hope so.
It could be from hookers, you know, ladies of the street.
There we go.
Porn stars.
Did you think all porn stars live on the street?
Hey, they all got to start somewhere.
They travel a lot. You never know.
Okay, next one. Jesus Freak Trucker.
I know that guy.
I can't tell you how. I mean, I've been drinking, so I'm really happy. I didn't just mix
Jesus
up those
take the
words.
Wheel.
Could have been anything. Okay, I don't know why I love this. It's weird. The Seuss. Here we go.
Oh, you love it, but you can't even say it.
Stupid James. The Sushi Douche Podcast.
Sushi Douche Podcast.
The Sushi Douche, which was Pat's nickname in high school, right?
Ah, yeah, still is. It's my screen name on AOL. Hit me up.
Super proud of you.
On Twitter at Sushi Douche.
I just picked it so everyone fucks it up when they're drunk.
Nice. So, I mean, I just got to wonder, like, what could that possibly be about? Like, women that are in a pinch when their periods, they just got to figure out what they can use?
You think that's the whole genesis of the vagina smells like fish thing?
Oh, it's starting to make sense now. I bet that this was about. Thank you for being real sexist, Pat. I'm glad you could join us.
Well, you're welcome.
We were super racist on the last one, so it's time for us to be sexist.
It's time to start hating women. If we're going to hate somebody.
Can I go back to earlier? My superpower should be misogyny.
You know how to give a good massage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only on the knee, though.
All right. Next. Speaking of this, Girl Boner Radio. Steve, we know you've been there. You got a Hummer from the tranny, didn't you?
I did.
I know it. You could tell.
Yeah,
you could tell.
It's on Craigslist.
I love a girl with good balls. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Hey, we're all God's children in the dark.
Darius, any experience with a transvestite?
Never been there.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Never been there or never been there that you know of?
Or never been there that you want to talk about in public?
Never been there that I know of. You know, you just have those drunk nights. You never know.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. We'll pay no attention to your last girlfriend with that huge Adam's apple. I guess that didn't even happen, right?
Her name was Adam.
The lights were low when I met her.
And last one is Dick Bags and Dice Jokes. A Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Wow. Did not see that part.
You actually saved it with the explanation.
Yeah. I've never played it. Somebody tell me about it.
I don't know the game, but it was just Dick Bags and whatever it was.
Dice Jokes.
And then Dungeons and Dragons came completely out of nowhere.
Have you ever played Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Pat?
No, I have not.
Never.
I've had never sex with a woman. That's it's the opposite of playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Bags of sand.
Come on, man.
All right.
There is a dungeon that a dragon goes into.
Oh, that is super. I'd like to hear more about that, actually.
Yeah, you know about this.
Some people get the birds and the bees story. Steve gets the Dungeons and Dragons story. Well, if you roll a 12, she's getting pregnant.
Guys, I love the laughs. I do. But I have terrible news.
I don't like bad news. Can we skip it?
Yeah. I know, nobody does. Yuri Harris died in Palm Beach. A lot of you guys don't even know what I'm talking about, but her name, she's more known as Miss Cleo.
Bet she didn't see that one coming.
Call me now.
Too soon for that?
2016 takes another celebrity.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I hate that we're so old that people we grew up with are all starting to die.
Right.
That means we're next.
We did talk about that.
We're on
our
way.
And I think about that. Like, I see people like Brad Pitt, who I see in Fight Club and want to marry. And then I see him now with glasses. I'm like, he's going to die in 2 years. That's it.
But you still want to marry him, right?
Yeah.
Or are you so shallow that his looks are gone?
He's old.
And it is sad. I mean, we lost. How many people we lose? Prince?
Dude, there's been
We haven't lost them. We know where they are.
I think there's more than 10.
Thank God. I've been looking for them this whole time.
There's been a good 25 celebrities that have died this year, I'd say.
Guys, we're going to do some palm reading. It says, for insight on your work life.
Oh, really? You picked that with the unemployed guy, huh?
Well, Pat, you might as well put that hand away.
It's already in my pants.
your work life, and how you present yourself to the world. Focus on your dominant hand to examine personal relationships, dreams, and emotional struggles. Look at the hand less dominant.
I'll do that one.
Yeah, you should probably do that one. So let's do the lifeline, which is the one closest to the... So it's going to be under the headline. You've got it right there. But it's...
Is it this one?
This one right here.
A little higher. This one? Yeah, that one that curves down. That's going to be called your lifeline.
Mine splits.
For anyone who could care less about this, just know we do too. But I just got to do this for Cleo. Otherwise, what was she even living for? Truthfully. All right, so we're going to talk about the lifeline. Okay? Darius, would you say it's a long line, a short line, a faint line, or a broken line?
I think it's a long line. I don't know. See,
yours is real deep. It looks like a pipeline.
Damn,
it's
dude.
Real thick.
Holy crap.
You're going to live forever.
Well, I'll give you a long line, and it says, you rock so fertile, you're barren.
I feel like I'm Jesus almost.
I'm going to need to masturbate with a condom on so you don't get pregnant. That's amazing. Hey, congratulations.
I guess I do big things.
I had no idea. I knew you were lactating, but I had no idea you could be pregnant so quickly.
Yeah, that's.
We'll go to Steve. Steve, what does yours look like?
It kind of splits at the end.
Kind of takes
looks
off.
Looks like a little Y there.
There's a little craziness in the bottom there.
It says here, you're going to die. That's all it says here. All
right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to die.
You had a good run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
See ya.
I did not see that one coming.
Hopefully it makes it through this podcast. I mean, a long life.
That'll be good radio, though.
Yeah.
What would it call it a short life, Steve? It says, when the going gets tough, keeping busy helps you feel safe and secure. Idle hands move towards the genitals.
That's not really true for me.
I feel like we struck a chord there, Steve.
If shit gets tough, I kind of just... if shit gets tough, I just kind of chill out and play some video games or something. I guess I would be keeping busy.
Maybe that's why your palm is so short. I'm just kidding. It actually says you're going to die.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Pat, last one, buddy. What are you looking at?
I don't know. I'd go with faint line.
Yeah. Oh, that's faint as shit.
Super faint. And really...
It's like a ghost.
Sweaty and hairy.
I told you I'm unemployed, right?
You should get a job for your own sake at this point. Okay, let's go a faint line. You may need to chill out now and then.
I'm going to call bullshit on this one.
Yoga, meditation, walking, or taking time to play could do you good.
I've been taking a lot of time to play. Just with myself. Should I play with others?
Moving on. We're going to move on to a segment we love to call... In the news.
In the news.
Okay. In the news. Police in Nashville arrested a man Monday night after they caught him in bed with a stolen lingerie store mannequin, according to authorities. An assistant manager at Hustler Hollywood store said that she saw the suspect, Christopher Wade, who is 55 years old, flee with the mannequin just after midnight, according to the Tennessean. The employee said that she argued with the suspect, who police say was intoxicated, if you can believe that.
No.
I'm trying to picture it. In Tennessee? Do they even have alcohol in Tennessee?
But she could not dissuade him from tossing the skimpy model in his truck. Police said that the mannequin was under his left arm when he fled the scene. I don't know why they would need to put that in the report.
Well, if you're really trying to picture it.
Big detail here. Left arm, he's creep. Right arm, totally okay.
The arm fell off and the suspect did not retrieve the arm.
So you're telling me he wasn't interested in the arm?
Well, he was unarmed, at least. He was unarmed.
Seriously, unplug his microphone, for the love of God.
NBC. Lining these up.
The employee told police that the mannequin was worth $5,000, outfit not included.
Full of shit.
Who knows what she was wearing? Little Dolce & Gabbana? Is that...
And a lingerie store open at midnight, at least $9.98.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I forgot about all those.
Plus tax.
It's like the Walmart of lingerie stores.
Wade is only charged with theft of property. Steve, I got to know. Would you ever be desperate enough to make love to an inanimate object that may or may not look like a girl in clothes worth at $10.98.
No, I have two hands. They're perfectly fine to do things.
And the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Type, go on PornMD, roll the dice.
Devil's advocate here. Sometimes it's not the same. You know? Sometimes you need that companionship.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me that you have stolen a mannequin and had sex with it. Otherwise, how would you know?
Yeah, why are you pushing this so much? Let's turn it back on you.
The mannequin was wearing much nicer clothes than this one. I can tell you that right now. No, but there are a lot of men out there that do that.
What about the missing
arm?
This
is a judgment-free zone, by the way. I want you to know. You're safe here.
Really? Because all I see is judgment in your eyes.
Yeah.
Safe space.
So
let's go to Sean on this topic here.
Yeah, seriously. You put us on the spot all the time. What do you think?
I love putting you guys on the spot. It's so much easier.
Would it change things if the mannequin was under his right arm as he flexed?
I only like mannequins with two arms. I'm sorry. I think the one-arm thing freaks me out. It makes me look weird when I'm having sex with a one-arm mannequin.
So you're telling me you can only get a hand job even from a mannequin?
What if you just take the arm and it's got like a hand that's positioned?
Not many are, though. I mean, so I've heard.
Again, your browser history.
So what is that? How can... Darius, come on. Chime in. How can a man just... And I just want to bring one on here that can just, if you have sex with it like a sex doll or something, judgment-free zone, come on the podcast. Talk to us. Tell us why. I mean, they don't breathe. They don't
It's
move.
Easier just to do it yourself in those type of situations.
Here's my thing, though, too, with a mannequin. Do you have to cut a hole in it somewhere? Or, like, where do you put it?
All right, let's move on to just sex doll that actually, it's there. It's already... Okay. Prepared for you.
Okay, so we're just abandoning the story altogether.
We're just moving on completely.
Yes, whole new topic. Okay.
He we're moving on completely from mannequin. This plastic mannequin. There's nowhere to put it except for the open armhole where the arm fell off. So he had sex with his shoulder. He had sex with his shoulder.
No, he didn't actually have sex with the mannequin, according to reports. He may have when it was in the trunk.
I wonder what his palm would say.
But
I don't know. It's in the parking lot. Too soon?
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that funny, guys?
Yes, it was.
You're not tricking enough. Will you take a beer now?
Have you guys all done this?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sweating.
Hey, wait. Right.
Okay, so like I said, he did not actually have sex with the mannequin, but there are people that get the blow-up doll thing.
I bet his hand was in the parking lot.
Did you just say his joke?
Yeah, it's funny twice.
Well,
you know what? I take it back. Hearing someone else say it, that is really fucking funny.
Now I have to cut out all this laughter. Oh, my God.
All right, I'm crying. Cool.
Where am I? I'm all over the place.
You're just losing everything.
It just got real hot here.
Oh, man.
In the news. That's certainly one way to start off a morning. A soon-to-open cafe in Geneva, Switzerland will serve coffee with a side of oral sex. Reports the local Switzerland. The local explains, put simply, the business model would see men ordering a coffee.
See men? Really?
Ordering a coffee and using an iPad to select a prostitute. Using an iPad to select a prostitute when they want to perform oral sex on them, they would sit at the bar. The coffee-blowjob package would be priced at 60 francs.
60 what?
Frogs.
Frogs. Approximately $62 American. Okay. Plus another 5 francs to upgrade to a macchiato. drink, that is.
The drink, yeah. Thank you.
FYI, prostitution is legal in Switzerland.
Do you get to choose your type of milk?
What What kind of coffee do you want, Darius?
I think it sucks that they missed. It's called the Fellatio Cafe, and I just feel like they missed an opportunity, a great opportunity to call this a mug and tug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
come on. Isn't that perfect?
Yeah.
So they do it on an iPad. So
I mean, I think it's a great idea. I mean, we all already have blowjobs on our iPads. So now they're just adding the ability to order coffee from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, so, Darius, what
size
kind of
mouth do you want? Like, is there different options on this screen? Like,
can I get a venti blowjob with a reach around?
I would just take the iPad and be like, you know what? Every answer on here is black. I don't care what question it is. That's all the answer I want.
It's like whenever you go into the voting booth, like on election day, you just put the black ticket just all the way down.
Is there a special request option?
It just frightens me. And this is why I stopped taking cream in my coffee years ago. Yeah,
can I get mine with no whip? I like it a little rough, but not that rough.
Do you think the options are like black, white, or one-armed mannequin? Because
I hope so. For that kind of money?
Every time. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I bet his hand's in the parking lot.
Damn it, Steve.
He's been laughing about that for like 3 hours.
I see the veins
popping
out of his
head. There's two or three veins about to pop out of his head. That is insanity.
Yeah, it happens.
I really hope we hit record over there.
So, like, do you just go up to the counter, order your coffee? Oh, you have the iPad, right? So, like, does the girl giving you the blowjob bring over the coffee, too? And did she just do it right there?
Do you have to tip your barista?
Oh, you give her more than the tip, my friend. If you're doing it right.
I just wonder if there's an app for that. Can you order ahead of time?
They got drive-thru?
Sean, why'd you look at his crotch?
I just looked under the table.
I thought I touched his leg. I don't know. He's drinking coffee. It's turning me on. I don't even know what to do with myself.
I can't have a cup of coffee tomorrow. Probably I'm going to get an erection just from the smell of it.
Guys, and that is in the news. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we are steamrolling ahead. I certainly hope we make it through this. Whew. The next thing we're going to move on to is, I guess we'll do a top 10 kind of thing, even though I don't know if there's 10, and I never do.
Do you know if they're the top?
And, these are my top. There was a lot more, but these are my top. I burp every single time and destroy these people in front of me. Guys, these are going to be the top 10 actual newspaper headlines that were printed and had to be recalled. This is from BuzzFeed.com, by the way. BuzzFeed.com.
Is there like a time frame for this? Like in the last year?
Is no time
frame. Okay.
All
time.
Like I'm sure overall. There is one, but I don't know it. Okay. So, once again, printed on top of the newspaper, headlines, huge. Number one, bugs flying around with wings are flying bugs. That's a true story. And it actually happened.
Wow, I knew a guy that went to college for that. Headline writer. I mean, it takes
he
minutes.
He had to be high when he wrote that story.
Number two. This is where you really need some punctuation. Student excited. Dad got head job.
Were they in Switzerland?
I'm going to have to insert some laughter into these.
wait, read that one
We were
again.
Waiting for the punchline.
No, these are all a punchline. These are actual printed on top. It says, student excited. Dad got head job. Head job.
I see
it. Okay. The next one. 17 still remain dead in morgue after shooting spree.
Huh.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah. Imagine if they didn't. That would be a better headline.
Yeah, but I could sleep better at night knowing that they remain dead.
Yeah, they're
still
dead.
Could you imagine hearing about it and wondering if they came back?
What about the ones that didn't remain dead? You want to talk about those?
Everyone knows it was only 17, Sean.
17 in the whole morgue. Next. Republicans turned off by size of Obama's package.
Oh.
True story. Yes. I mean, Republicans are mostly old white men, so it makes all kinds of sense.
Yeah. We're going back to racism, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
We're back on that topic.
It took a little
bit
longer this week to get in there.
That's kind of nice, actually.
Yeah. We're making progress.
We hated women. Now we hate blacks. What's next? Yeah. By the way,
black women.
This podcast is to desensitize you, and I'll lighten up because I'm sick of this PC world. Right, Steve? Tell them.
I'm with you.
Steve. Yeah, Steve loves Macs. Fuck PC.
Fuck Windows.
That was the funny... You like that one?
Listen, I'm funnier than you. Just get over it.
Can you tell that parking lot joke again? We didn't even say it, and we're just laughing about it.
Next, Princess Diana was still alive hours after she died.
Does that go with the last one?
Going back to the morgue thing, it looks like, yeah. So you guys didn't even know Princess Diana was a zombie, huh?
Was she a vampire?
Undead. Undead.
I really feel like in the next 10 years here, they're going to bring somebody back to life after they've been dead for like a few days.
It's a nice topic.
And it's going to get weird. Like they're going to, it's the zombie shit's going to happen at some point.
Do you really think that or do you just want it to happen?
Yeah. Both.
Be honest. Do you have like kits prepared at home with like
crossbows
and food?
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I'm fucked.
You have to karate chop.
My plan, I'm going to Costco.
Yeah.
They've got everything. You can defend
actually,
it.
I thought you were going to say you're going somewhere else to a friend's house.
I don't have friends.
To the Fellatio Cafe. That's the first place you'd go in a zombie apocalypse, I can already tell you.
Listen, Costco has the same thing, but you can get six of them for $19.95.
Next.
Never mind.
Oh. Nope.
Okay. A-Rod goes deep. Wang hurt.
So a rod,
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
A rod goes deep. Wang hurts.
Hey, Rod, talking obviously.
Man, it sounds like he was rocking some uteri.
And, rocking a womb over here. Hey. Darius. Darius, you pregnant yet? I feel like it's been 5 minutes
you
already.
You do have a certain glow about you.
I think I'm just sweating from all the jokes here.
You know, it's a lot cooler in here this week. It's nice.
Yeah.
I pumped it up. Okay. This one says, think of a headline. 56-point bold headline. I actually put it on here. I know it's radio, but this
that doesn't
is
look like 56-point to me, though. That looks like 40-point at most.
This was actually printed on the top.
So basically, they took a template for an article. They just forgot to change the headline, and they printed it. Whoops.
Yes.
So do you think an intern got fired over that?
Clark. His name was definitely Clark, and he was definitely fired. There's There's no way he survived after this.
It was his first day.
It wasn't Clark Kent, was it?
Next one. One-armed man applauds the kindness of strangers.
That was actually just a mannequin.
Oh. Maybe he found the other one in the parking lot.
This is not okay.
How many times can we call back to that one joke?
Four.
I hope it ends soon. I really do.
I hope you end soon.
Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after the age of 25.
I would like to think that the stats would show it drops off well before then.
Well, you're wrong. You didn't read the article, Pat.
I can barely read. That's why I'm unemployed.
So, you know what's insane about this is I was having a conversation with somebody. We're talking about how the girls nowadays, how they dress and how you can't tell anymore if they're like 13 years old or 30 years old.
You know, my thought about that, though, like, is that really true, or is that just us getting old? Like, do you think every set of men, when they get around our age, start looking at younger women like, oh, they didn't dress like that when I was their age?
I don't know, man.
No way,
it's
dude.
Bad.
No way. There's
it's bad. Like, I'd never let my daughter leave like that. I should probably have a daughter first. Yeah. Hey, Darius, you're getting pregnant, right?
I'm getting pregnant, or
any moment. This is the last one. Last one of the top 10, top 11, top whatever the hell I made here. Marijuana issue sent to a joint committee.
I see what they
you
did
and
there.
You wrote that one yourself.
I did not. I did no such thing.
I think we could do better for next time. We can make up our own headlines.
And that's your top 10.
I'm getting 64-point bold.
Guys, we're going to move on. We're going to move on to a topic that we are all so fucking well-versed in. It's ridiculous.
Women's curling.
On that topic, though. Yo,
Steve. Who knew I was going to set him up just like that?
The curling, the Sweden curling women's team.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Are they any good?
Yes, very good.
They're really very loud.
And
too.
Yes, yes, no, no.
Sweep, yeah. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
You sound like the guy in the mannequin in his trunk at this point.
Yeah, arms in the parking lot.
Steven,
that wasn't me that time. But the arm is in the parking lot.
We're going to move on to our main topic. Our main topic today, guys, is hangovers.
Ah, so we're talking about tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
Just at work, like, why did I drink that lunch?
Hey, could you not say at work in front of me, please? Thank you.
So, okay, you'll be on your couch tomorrow. Why didn't I drink enough
last night?
I still remember.
Where did his hand come from?
So, I thought it was at the parking lot.
I'm going to cut every single one of those out. I'm so tired of them. Guys, a hangover, by the way, as far as Mr. Webster is concerned, says it's a severe headache or other after effects.
Wasn't Gary Coleman Webster?
Caused by drinking in excess of alcohol. And by the way, I love the subtext here. It says, a thing that has survived from the past. Tell me that.
Oh, jeez.
Sounds like a tagline to a B-movie.
So that's the definition. But let's just say, for instance, we were to define it our way. Pat, I'm going to start with you. Just come on. Give me your definition. If you had to rewrite this, because this is
garbage.
That's the nicest way of putting it.
No, it's garbage.
That's rainbows and butterflies. What's your hangover?
I would define a hangover as the tax you pay for having a really good night.
That, dude, that's...
That, you that's probably nailed it right there.
I'm the smartest person any of you know, just for the record.
We need to get a t-shirt with that. How about you, Steve?
Yeah, that's, follow that.
Yeah, there's no way.
I'm surprised he had a mic drop. That's such a wonderful one.
I mean, he's spot on with that.
It was pretty good. Huh?
I got nothing, yeah.
I can't even top that off. I mean, that's usually how it
Holy
goes.
Shit, Darius is still here.
I thought you were off getting pregnant somewhere, rocking out that womb of yours. All right, guys. Well, that's all how to live through a hangover. Now we have... How to actually cure a hangover around the world.
Don't drink.
Oh, that's not on here. That's not even on the list.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
I wouldn't be able to do that one.
Yeah, there's no way.
Don't do shots.
You guys are not talking about the fun kind.
Don't go out with Sean's family.
This is... Don't say titties. Here we go.
Actually, thanks for bringing that up. Can we talk about your mom's titties again? I heard it on the last one, and I want to talk about it.
If nobody listened to the first one, they're not going to know this one.
Well, then they're missing out, and they should go back and start from the beginning.
Yeah, now they're going to be like, wait a minute, titties? Oh. I should probably listen to the first one.
Definitely 1.1 instead of 2.1, or after I delete this whole thing. Okay.
Blooper reel.
These are the hangovers around the world. We're going to start with the United Kingdom, because it's the easiest one. Full English breakfast. This is the day after you're done drinking.
English breakfast is disgusting.
How to sober you up. Really?
They put baked beans on eggs.
Nope.
What it says. It's all about the baked beans. Nope. But they say the beans and the fiber is supposed to sober you up.
It would make me run to the toilet to...
I'd probably
It looks like someone already was hungover and shat on the plate. And that's English breakfast.
Darius, you're going to run to the toilet anyway. What does that even matter?
That's true.
It's going to be an amplifier to make me go there quicker.
All right, we have Peru. I put down the...
Does it involve alpacas?
...pronunciation here. Le Chi de Taga.
You're reading that like it's French.
Kind of.
Here, can we read it?
I don't.
Can you read?
Kind of. Also referred to as tiger's milk, containing lime juice, coriander, garlic, onion, chilies, salt, pepper, and lastly, fish.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a delicious taco, but I don't know about a drink, man.
Warning, it's also believed to act as an aphrodisiac.
Oh, none for Darius, then.
No, he'll be pregnant in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Nope.
God, that guy. All right, Germany. You want to try to pronounce this one?
Schnitzel.
They just drink more beer.
Cat die Fiestuck. Cat die Fiestuck. I may be butchering that.
Did you say cat fist fuck?
Cat de fist.
Well, if that doesn't sober you up, I don't know what will.
And that sounds like something the Germans would do, let's be honest.
It usually consists of marinated herring.
Ew.
Fish is like the big one. Pickled gherkins or similar sour-tasting food.
Jerk the gherkin?
Who likes pickles here? I bet
I love pickles. I love pickles.
Oh, all of a sudden, I say pickles, y'all jump on
us. Pickles are great.
You guys ever done a pickle shot?
I was just going to bring that up. I love pickle shots.
Pickle shots are amazing.
Yeah.
Poland. I'd like you to read the next one. Poland.
I'm pretty sure it says pierogi.
Pickle juice. So my girlfriend actually had me take a shot of pickle juice. She said I had indigestion
recently. Just straight up?
Straight up pickle juice at the bar in between shots of whiskey.
I'm telling you, man, do a shot of vodka and chase it with a shot of pickle juice. It's like the best thing
in the
world.
Is that called something?
Is that a pickle shot?
Yeah, I did it with Jack Daniels. He did.
Okay, you can do
it
with anything. Yeah. Pickle juice is like the best chaser of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It just kills.
They gave me three options at one place. It was either Jack Daniels, tequila,
or
whiskey.
Oh, whiskey.
Oh, he's not allowed around semen.
Yeah.
Nope.
Fellatio Cafe, they named it after
him. Whenever I tried to order it on a menu, it was out of order.
Mexico, something called
Menudo.
Are you serious? You knew it?
It's also the name of their boy band from like the mid-80s.
Unbelievable, Pat. So do you know what it is?
Not right now. I've been drinking.
A Mexican soup. It has broth, red chili pepper taste. Oh, man, I've been drinking.
Peter Piper picked a
pickle. It's supposed to stimulate the senses and clear your head. Let's go quicker. Italy, espresso.
It can't hurt, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of caffeine.
I know. Some of these are easy. Canada is called poutine.
Oh, poutine's amazing.
It's so good.
Oh, what is it, guys?
It's French fries with gravy and cheese curds.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's. I don't care if you're hungover, drunk, sober, whatever. Eat poutine every chance you get.
Absolutely.
In Japan,
rice.
Sushi douche.
Umeboshi. Umeboshi.
That's sea urchin?
It says pickled sour plums.
That sounds disgusting.
Believed to help digestion, liver function, and prevent nausea.
Well, we could use the help with the liver, let's be honest.
Mongolia. And it doesn't.
Oh, I hate a Mongolian.
This is so gross. That they...
Yak's balls.
They couldn't even come up with a name for it. The name is... I'm not joking. The name is the exact same thing as the description. It's pickled sheep eyeballs in tomato juice.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Just a whole lot of nope.
You guys don't even know. You haven't tried it.
I mean, that could be like the olives in a Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah. I'll stick to my French toast.
What can plan. I stuff them with gorgonzola cheese?
China. We have congee, which is a rice porridge. In Denmark... I cannot pronounce it. I will butcher the hell out of it, but it roughly translates to repair beer, meaning it's time to start drinking.
Oh, it's the hair of the dog.
Ah. Yep.
Indonesia, kaya toast. It's coconut jam topped with sugar, coconut milk, and eggs.
Gross.
Bangladesh, you got coconut water. Norway, it's called lutfisk, or also known as dried fish.
Lutfisk, yeah.
Nope.
South Africa, ostrich egg omelet. That's their big hangover cure.
That sounds delicious. Ostrich eggs have to be huge, right?
What? How do you know that?
Have you seen an ostrich?
You think their eggs are just bigger?
Them things are huge.
You don't think they're proportional to the size of the animal?
I don't know. What do you think of their penis?
About the size of mine, so on the smaller side.
And last, but certainly not least, the United States of America. Any ideas, guys?
I know because you made me buy it on the way here.
I made you buy an ingredient.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's just part of it, huh?
Oh, just part of it. Just part of it.
Can
any
I
idea?
Call not
honest it? To God.
It's not. I've never heard of this. This is not a real thing.
What's inside this stuff?
Is it a raw egg?
Go on. Don't say Worcestershire.
Does it have vinegar
sauce?
In it?
Worcestershire sauce?
So you looked at the paper, didn't you?
No, I've heard. I've heard.
Bottle sitting on the table.
The bottle's right in front of us.
I bought the bottle of.
It's all natural, cholesterol free, fat free, gluten free.
The raw
their preservatives 80% less
salt?
Sodium than soy.
Cinnamon.
There's salt and pepper. A raw egg.
Tomato juice.
Frank's Red Hot.
Oh my God! I'm
and
fucking.
It
out.
It is actually called a
misery
prairie oyster.
A it sounds
oyster.
Fucking
I don't
terrible.
Like ocean oysters, so yeah, let's
sounds
skip
awful.
The prairie
not
oyster.
Not a big oyster
hey, you guys
fan.
See that shot glass in the middle of the table?
Oh, so you're going to do one on the podcast? Wow, that's really cool of
well,
you.
I can
sorry
tell you
real clever of
one of
right
us
there.
Is going to do one.
And it's
going to
be
how
you. Are we going to figure this out? My voice is cracked. That was cool.
Let's all pick a number between one and Sean.
Are we throwing that away after?
No, we're actually going to set it down. And so we just made... A prairie oyster.
I'm not doing it. I'm just going to say
yeah,
it.
That's
I'm
good
not
to see.
Maybe or maybe not.
Oh, no. There's no maybe about it. I'm telling you.
And we're
going to
finish this podcast off with a little.
I can't wait till this gets edited
fact
out.
Fact or oh. Fuck.
Fact or fuck.
Darius, in the Netherlands, citizens with disabilities receive public money to pay for sexual services up to 12 times a year. Fact or fucked?
Netherlands.
If this is a fact, I'm moving to the Netherlands. I'm breaking both my
legs.
I'll say,
I'll disable you.
You can be my caretaker.
I feel like the Netherlands could possibly have...
Ooh, the semantics
I'm
really
gonna go
matter.
False. Or, no, fucked.
I'm going to go with C. All of the above.
What if...
pass.
I'll
pass.
Take,
can I pass?
I'll take D, a jar of almonds.
Show
B,
me potato salad.
Robert De Niro.
That's a fact.
Fuck!
Yeah, fuck. I knew it. I knew it. You think he
I'm moving to
up?
The Netherlands tomorrow.
Only because I thought it would go a little further than one.
You're still going to do it.
No, we'll do the halvesies.
Okay.
Pat.
Fact.
That is your name.
When Queen, when Queen Elizabeth visited the game, the set of Game of Thrones, she refused to sit on the quote-unquote Iron Throne because there is a law disallowing her from sitting on a foreign throne.
That's a true statement. That's a fact.
Also, Steve, one more of those. You'll be doing that immediately.
I actually knew that one. I read the chive.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Steve.
Hi.
Ducks have the ability to hear through up to 12-inch thick concrete walls. Fact or fucked?
Well, they do grow up in very urban areas, so.
That sounds absolutely ridiculous. I'm saying fucked.
Fucked it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Darius.
Don't blow this one, Darius.
Come on. What do we have, two in a row?
Yeah.
Rowan Atkinson, who plays?
Mr. Bean.
Very nice.
All right.
Has a master's in electrical engineering. Fact or fucked? I'm going to have to cut all this
fucked.
Dead air. That is a fact.
Motherfucker.
All right, so.
Thanks for not cheating this time, Steve. That was nice. Pat.
Hi.
It is illegal in Queensland, it's in Australia.
Sure is.
To own a pet rabbit unless you can prove that you're a magician.
What the
fact or fucked?
I don't know, man. Australia is where the UK tried to send all of their rejects and criminals. So
yeah, it got weird there.
They got some real weird shit. Dingoes eat babies. I'm actually going to go with fact on this one.
That is a fact.
Yeah!
Wow.
Nailed it.
I am awesome at this game.
Steve!
Hello.
Navy uniform.
Uniforms.
Okay, now Sean is the
uniform.
Whiskey is kicking in.
In the Navy uniforms on the flue.
Navy uniforms turn bright orange after coming in contact with salt water so that a sailor can be easily spotted after falling overboard. Fact?
Fucked.
That's fucked. Wow.
Yeah,
there's no
way stupid.
That's true.
Think about
you
that.
Need to make up better ones.
I thought that was good.
Chemicals.
Have you even
shit.
Seen Top Gun?
Darius!
What do you? What is this? Do you think they're wearing those sweatshirts that used to turn from purple to
hyper
pink?
Colors?
Yeah. Back. Put your hand on it. You got a handprint on your titties.
Fucked.
The tree where Isaac Newton was said to have discovered gravity is still alive and well outside of his childhood home. Fact or fucked?
What the hell are you looking this shit up today?
Or making it up.
Yeah.
Or making it up.
Hey.
Ooh.
The plot thickens.
I'm going to go with, I've tried fucked on the last two, so it only makes sense to try fucked on the third try, because three times a charm.
That's good. That's also true. That's a fact.
Son of a bitch! But, hey.
We're still over half, right?
Yeah, we are.
Right now, yeah. You're still golden.
How many are there?
That's none of your damn. Business.
you're going to keep making them up.
We're rocking.
You're under 50%, aren't you?
We're at 4-3 right now.
Hi.
The forehead got its name.
I have a five head.
Because only four of your fingers will fit lying from hairline to brow on an average size face. Fact or fucked?
I'm going to go with fact.
That's fucked. I made that up.
Yeah, I knew it was fucked.
Steve!
We're at 50% right now.
You're not doing so hot, guys. The Casio brand of watches and calculators was named Casio because they used the component CASIO, calcium, silicone, and oxygen, as quartz crystals in their watches. Fact or fucked.
Fact.
That's fucked.
Fuck.
I made that up.
Wow, you had to look up all of those elements, didn't
we're
you?
Under, you guys think maybe I'm a genius?
We're under 50 now.
You're not doing great, guys.
Barely. I'm 37.
We need to team up on these answers.
Actually, can I just say something fun? Casio was established by Taddeo Casio. Taddeo Casio, an engineer specializing in fabrication technology. His first major product was a finger ring that would hold a cigarette, allowing the wearer to smoke a cigarette down to its nub while leaving the wearer's hand free.
Wow, he's a genius.
They used to give that Casio shit away.
100% nerd.
I thought that was nuts.
Double Dare used to give the Casio watches away all the time.
I was going to be on Double Dare.
Yeah, I like Double Dare.
Pizza Hut once made a delivery to the International Space Station in 2001. They paid the Russians $1 million to transport the pizza. Fact or fucked?
You know a lot about Pizza Hut, Darius. Don't let us down.
Was it a pan pizza?
Did they have Book It?
What book did they
read? No, it would have been free if it was Book It. Was
everybody listening, I hope you know what Book It is.
Was it Goosebumps? I'm going to go with fucked.
That's a fact.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, no.
Darius, you are Ofer.
Yeah, you haven't got one. Shit.
So.
I missed one.
You can't come back.
Apparently, I don't look at
the
internet.
Hey, don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years.
You could tie.
You know, none of this is ever on Porn MD.
What would happen if you tied? So I really need
We dump that shit down the drain.
Yeah.
Someone's going to
where
drink
it belongs.
Someone's going to drink that.
These both.
Fact.
What am I on? You. Pat.
No, you're not on me.
Yeah.
A disgruntled employee attempted to hijack and crash a FedEx flight using hammers and a spear gun. Despite their traumatic head injuries, one pilot flew the plane upside down while the other grappled with the assailant until he was subdued. Both pilots lived and managed to land the plane safely. Fact or fucked?
I'm going to have to say fucked. I feel like I would have heard about this.
That's a fact.
No!
I want to see your source material.
Yeah, I will give you all the sources.
No!
That is a fact. Guys can't even tie now.
I'll drink this right down the drain.
Well, you're going to have to figure out who lost the most now.
You know,
we don't have to figure that out.
Hey, Darius, you're looking at your prairie oyster.
Although,
right?
That might be dangerous.
It's
given,
going right down the toilet. I'm not drinking that.
Given the womb guy the oyster?
Yeah. I have to get hungover first.
Steve. Hi. Glue made from animals, such as horses. Gets it adhesiveness naturally through the boiled down teeth, testicles, and tonsils of an animal used for manufacturing.
Fucked.
That is fucked. Nice job.
This is why I work in IT. I don't look up stupid shit.
I got the most correct. I'm not trying to brag or anything.
Darius.
Oh, then you should probably do it.
We got two more because I don't know how to do math.
So we can
come
back.
So we can.
So we can come back.
Yeah.
If Darius and Pat both think that's correct.
Well, if Darius' reputation.
I'm already
going to
say fuck, so I don't know what else I'm supposed to say.
After their town was split apart by border control, the residents of Naco, Arizona and Naco, Mexico begin an annual tradition of having a volleyball match over the fence that divides them. Fact or fucked?
Is that Northern Arizona or Southern Arizona? Fucked. I don't know.
That's a fact.
Son of a bitch!
Darius, next week, think
next
what
week.
You want and then go with the opposite.
So next week, I'm going to go with fact for every answer.
Pat, you are last, buddy.
It doesn't matter.
There is an anti-paparazzi scarf that ruins photos that makes flash photography impossible. Fact? We're fucked.
I know there's a hat that does this. I don't know if there's a scarf that does it as
really?
Well.
Really? There's a hat?
Yeah, there sure is. Oh, I'm going to go with fucked because it's a hat, not a scarf.
You would be correct.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous, guys. We are wrapping this up, but...
Sean's going to do the oyster first.
We need one last final loser. I'll tell you what.
Halves?
I'll do halvesies.
Sean, do the egg. You do the rest.
I'll dip my tongue in there. I ain't tasting that shit. It looks like the shit's going to come out of my asshole.
This is called a prairie oyster. It's American as baseball. I'd like you to take some, and I'll take the rest.
Bacon is as American as baseball.
Yeah.
And apple pie.
Yep. There's no bacon in there.
Do the prairie oyster. because it's time. Cheers. You do have.
I'm
going to
throw
up.
I didn't tell you I'm allergic to Worcestershire sauce.
You're about to ruin the whole podcast.
Oh, man.
You're going to ruin the whole podcast, Darius. Take it down.
No, he can't. He's on Atkins.
They can't see me.
Yeah, so just make a gagging noise and we'll say you did it.
Oh, my
God. You
got
to at least try. Try a sip.
Oh, my God.
Try a sip. Yeah, D-Man. How was your prayer noise?
How was it? You look like you're going to throw up.
It's a good thing I didn't do anymore.
There's no way that's a hangover cure.
Sean, to the face.
There's no way.
To the face.
To the face.
I'd like to thank you guys all for listening to this weekend superhero podcast.
I can't wait for you to call off work tomorrow.
We're your weekend superheroes, guys. You can find us on weekendsuperheroes.com, facebook.com/weekendsuperheroes, twitter.com/WKND Superheroes. You'll find us on SoundCloud. You'll find us on Google Play and hopefully iHeartRadio. I don't know. You guys want to say goodbye? Because when you're done, I'm going to finish this and say goodbye.
See ya.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And you also find us at the bar. That's the place you'll find us most often.
I'm about to go to the bar right now.
Yep.
Did we learn anything by palm reading? What did we learn? Anything?
Apparently, I overanalyzed.
Yeah,
things.
Steve mulls shit over way too much.
Apparently, I pound wombs.
Hey, there's a hand in the parking lot. I think I'm going to a mannequin.
Weekend superheroes, here is the prairie oyster.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude.
Oh. Some of us are men around here.
Oh, it looks like you swallowed a loogie.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you. Come back for round three. Hopefully, we don't redo this one, and we'll see you back here. Please subscribe. Please come back, and always podcast responsibly.